The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
8:05 on AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, around the world, around the country. Commissioner James O'Neill is the commissioner of the NYPD, and we are always privileged to have the commissioner on the air with us. Commissioner, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Joe. Good morning.
It's been a tough week for you, sir. I know all week we've been discussing this tragic NYPD friendly fire shooting, and first and foremost, we would like to, Commissioner, extend our deepest condolences to the family of Detective Brian Simonson for all the great men and women of the 102nd. But my goodness gracious, what a week, sir. Would you walk us through it, what happened, and how something like this can be prevented again, sir?
Yeah, sure, Joe. So first, I just want to let everybody in New York City know about Brian. He's just an absolutely terrific guy, terrific human being, terrific detective. And we went out to the 102 precinct. Rodney Harrison, Chief Harris, and I went out there the other day and spoke to roll call. They went upstairs to the detective squad, and it seems like just about everybody that ever worked in the 102 detective squad came back and telling stories about Brian and saying what a great guy he was. Our hearts are broken again, Joe.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop happening. So on Tuesday night, Brian and Sergeant Gorman are working another robbery a couple blocks away, doing what they're supposed to be doing. As a matter of fact, Brian didn't even have to be at work. He had a DEA meeting that day, but he decided he was going to come in and work the case with Sergeant Gorman. They're a couple blocks away, and a commercial armed robbery comes over the radio at the T-Mobile store, and they don't hesitate. They do what they do. That's why they took the job, and they immediately respond, as do numerous men and women in uniform from the 102 precinct. They get to the location, they look inside, and they don't see anybody inside. And they do what we asked them to do. They go in. They don't hesitate. They don't wait outside. They go inside the store, and he comes out of the back wearing a mask with a gun, and gunfire erupts. He tries to get out of the store. He puts the gun out of the front door, and Brian's hit. Brian is standing out in front of the store, waiting for him to come out. Once again, showing what a great human being is, the courage that he displayed that day will never be forgotten. But there's a couple things that we need to do, that I need to do. I certainly have to look at this from the police officer's perspective.
Right.
They did exactly what we asked them to do, but we also have to take a look. It's our responsibility to take a look. And I'm going to ask Chief Shortells, the chief of training, to take a look at this incident and see what we can do to prevent it from happening again. This is something that these police officers and Sergeant Gorman will carry with them for the rest of their lives. Make no mistake about it. But they responded to this job. They didn't hesitate. And there's one person responsible for Brian's death, and that's the guy that decided he was going to commit a robbery of a T-Mobile store and hold people hostage.
That's right, man. It makes us livid. Those of us who support the NYPD appreciate all that you do, sir. The men and women of the NYPD get these thugs showing up like this to put lives at risk of the NYPD. But it was Detective Simonson wearing a bulletproof vest when he went to the scene?
And Joe, that's something, of course, we're going to look at. Supposed to be wearing vests, but that's part of the review. That's why we have the Force Investigation Division to take a look at everything that happened that night and see what we can learn from it to make sure it doesn't happen again. We went out to visit Brian's family yesterday. We visit his wife, Leanne, and his mom and his mother-in-law. Leanne's family they come from a cop family. So we sat them down, we walked them through the case, and just are telling stories about Brian, what a great guy he is. Yeah. It's just heartbreaking. You know, the courage that these families show consistently.
Yeah.
I don't know where they get the strength from, because I don't have it.
I know, but
each and every time this happens, Joe, it just breaks our hearts.
I could hear it in your voice, Commissioner. You know, and I always appreciate that. Commissioner James O'Neill with Piscopo on the radio 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Commissioner, you know, it's like I when I talk with you and we chat, and you're such a grounded, down-to-earth guy. But when you go into your position as Commissioner of the stellar NYPD, you have to be tactical. You have to be clear. You know, you have to step away from it all. How your range of emotions when you go through something like this, sir? I mean, how do you keep it all in check?
I think that the best way I do this is by the people that I'm surrounded by. You know, look who I get to work with every day. You know, Tok spoke about Rodney Harrison, Chief Dermache, Chief of Detectives, and Terry Monahan, and all the wonderful people of the NYPD, and the support that we were shown that night by, you know, the doctors at Jamaica Hospital, EMS. You know, when we moved Brian from the hospital. From Jamaica Hospital to Bellevue, it was just a sight that I'll never forget. I don't think anybody will ever forget. You know, the FDNY was over every overpass with a rig. You know, the state troopers were out there at the Midtown Tunnel. TBTA was out there. Mm. All the men and women of the NYPD that were working were lining the streets. The civilians lining the streets, saluting as Brian went by. So this is something that New York City. Once again, you know, they in the face of tragedy, they step up and they show their support and they show their respect.
And Commissioner, in your estimation, what could have been done to prevent this friendly fire, which happens in the military all the time? Can anything possibly be done to prevent this?
Yeah, Joe, we have to take a good, clear look at what we're teaching our people in the academy and what we're teaching them in service training about responding to jobs like this. And, you know, this is, you know, we could have the best training in the world, but, you know, when you respond to a job of an armed commercial robbery, you're thinking about a lot of different things. You're talking to your partner. You know, a lot of people responded to that. You know, we just have to take a good look at this. And I know Terry Shortell, our chief of the training bureau, she will do that. She'll come out with some recommendations to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Do our best
to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Commissioner, is there another suspect? Is that what we're hearing? There was a lookout or something?
Yeah, there's somebody else that we're looking for. I don't want to go too deep into it, Joe. Dermache and his people from the detective bureau are out there, and you know, anybody that was involved in this, you know, we have the best detectives in the world, and we'll make sure that everybody's involved in this will be apprehended, and they'll face justice and face consequences here.
Yeah, and Sergeant Matthew Gorman has been released, correct?
Yeah. Matt is. I went to see him at the hospital. He was released yesterday. I had a good talk with him. I know Dermot had a good talk with him too. You know, this is a guy that loves this job, loves what he's doing, and he's gonna carry this with the rest of him. For the rest of his life, as are the other cops that responded to. You know, I read a story in the newspaper today about he left the hospital quietly. You know, this was his wish. This is what he wanted. Mm. You know, he didn't want to walk. This is the kind of guy he is. He doesn't want any attention paid to him. He wants it all paid to Detective Brian Simonson. So that speaks to the quality of the human being that he is.
Yeah. Hey, Commissioner, before we let you go, we always appreciate your valuable time, sir. What would you say that we have so many of the NYPD who are, we are honored that they listen to the program. And as Commissioner O'Neill, what would you say to the men and women of the NYPD at this sad time?
You know, just thank you for what you do each and every day. Thank you for taking these jobs. Thank you for keeping the city safe, and you know, I appreciate what you do, as do all the executive staff, all the bureau chiefs. I know they were there. You know, they've come up through the ranks. They understand what you do. We're here to support you. We're here to make sure that we keep you as safe as possible. And thank you. Thank you for doing such a great job each and every day.
And thank you, Commissioner O'Neill, keeping us safe, boy. You're just doing a stellar job, Commissioner. And our hearts go out to you and to the Simonson family. And please, you are so welcome here anytime on the program, Commissioner. And we'll see you soon, my friend.
All right, Joe. Thanks for your thoughts. I really appreciate your support.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Commissioner James O'Neill, Commissioner of the NYPD. Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:15 on AM 970, The Answer. Just a horrible situation. But I have to tell you, as I walk the streets, don't forget I'm old. Old Joe was old. I've been here in this city when it was dangerous, Mama. It was dangerous. Back when I started doing comedy back in the late 70s, you couldn't walk the streets. When I keep telling you this, we'd be down 44th and 9th, which was Hell's Kitchen, and I'd go with Larry David, right? Larry was there, and Jerry Seinfeld was around. And when we all kind of came up together in the comedy, you couldn't walk. You had to double up. And then I remember parking my car down on 9th Avenue, or I was on 10th Avenue, you know, because I had no money. I couldn't get a lot, so I used to park it on the street. And then you have to, like, run to the comedy club. Was so dangerous. And what Commissioner O'Neill has done, and the NYPD, this is the safest big city in the United States of America, if not the world. Like, you've never seen. It's New York. It is just, and you got to give up, certainly, Mayor Giuliani for starting that initiative with Bill Bratton and Ray Kelly and Commissioner Carrick and everybody who's done such a great job as commissioner. But what Commissioner O'Neill is doing now, the city is so safe. When a tragedy like this happens, our hearts go out to the NYPD, to the family that is the NYPD. And when you walk past a cop and you see that guy, that gal, please, you know what you do? A nod and a thank you. That, I think, is the least we could do for the NYPD. 8:15. Let me go to Charlie Finch on the phone. Charlie, always love having you with us, Professor. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
And let's not forget the late, great Jack Maple of New Orleans, who set up the whole broken window strategy for Mayor Giuliani.
There it is. Well said, Charlie.
God bless Officer Simonson's beautiful soul. Joe, how to bring Amazon to Newark. Jeff Bezos went to Princeton. Amazon started out as a bookstore in Seattle, and Jeff Bezos got all his venture capital from his Princeton friends. Look at the Piscopo-Princeton connection. Governor Tom Kaine, Judge Napolitano, Rick Klein, and so many others.
Call
up the president of Princeton, invite Bezos over, give him an honorary degree tomorrow morning. Cut the deal, happy President's Day, and bring Amazon to Newark. Onward and forward.
I love this guy, Charlie Finch. Charlie Finch comes to us courtesy of Dr. Rock Positano, who actually got me on the air here, right? Dr. Rock, my dearest, closest friend, for crying out loud. And Charlie's right on the money. I never thought of that. I'm going to make some phone calls now. I know who to call. And if you're from Newark, you know who I'm going to call. My mentor, Mr. Raymond Chambers. He probably had 10 calls to Bezos now, man. Come on, Amazon. By the way, let me tell you, Amazon should be in an inner city, because I always say you have to build up the inner cities, man. They're going to go to, where do they go? Suburban Virginia? Is that where you want to go? No! You want to go to Patterson.
Yeah, that was one headquarters.
They should bring it to Newark or to Camden or to Patterson, but I say Newark because I'm like,
but the
North.
Thing is, you know, Governor Murphy is saying,
Bloomfield,
we'll welcome
Avenue,
you here.
Baby, come
no, no.
on.
Governor Murphy is saying, we'll welcome you here. What are they going to give them? See, I think what Amazon is trying to do here at this point now is drive up the price. All right. New York is going to give us $3 billion in tax incentives. What are you giving us?
You think so?
Do you think the Garden State could afford to give $5 billion in tax incentives?
You know, Al, you were like the grumpy, quiet news guy. Now, you said something earlier in the 6 o'clock hour that we jumped on that was so right. Governor Cuomo... Cuomo. We're all
That's
upset.
What he thinks he is.
Well, we're all upset with Governor because of this whole abortion fiasco. But you're so right. He and de Blasio should have brought in all the politicians. They should have all worked on this
together.
There's
nothing to hide.
Yeah.
If you're trying to...
Yeah.
How is it that you could not present this to the city council and the state government and say, look, we're going to get 25,000 new jobs.
You are correct.
We're going to get all of this stuff. Why did it have to be in cloak and dagger?
Yeah,
I don't understand, because they were looking for no opposition.
Power
and remember what Cuomo said in the initial part of the deal when he announced it? He was like, oh, this is great, and blah, blah, blah. He was touting everything about how, wow, it was wonderful, and we don't need to look at the finer details, and let's just get it through, whatever. That's where I think state government and city government had a pause and said, well, wait a second. Let's just make sure that this is right for everybody.
You're making far too much sense.
And I was not adverse to having Amazon here. It's just, let's do our due diligence to make sure that it is. My issue with Amazon is the fact that these politicians raised the question, and Amazon didn't even say, look, here's what we're going to do, and open up the books, and we're going to do this.
Yeah.
They just said, you know what? Nah, we'll go somewhere else. There's where I have the problem.
Well, we don't, all I know is
why tuck tail and run at the first sign of resistance?
Yeah, no.
It's called a negotiation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but apparently they were treated as such where they don't need to be treated like they were. And I'm telling you, I understand corporate greed better than anybody. I got a little bleeding heart in me. I got a little Bernie Sanders in me. I understand AOC when she goes against the corporations. But for crying out loud, you needed Amazon and Long
100%,
Island
100%, and I think AOC, I honestly think Alexandria
she's got to take a math class.
She is in way over her head, honestly think that she needs to just take a step back before saying
so anything. Debbie's on the road. Thank you, Albert. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie, I got Otis with me, my dog.
Aww.
Lying down. He's right at my feet. This beautiful, beautiful dog. So, I need a relationship that where I can get along like that.
Somebody to just cuddle up to you and not say anything, right?
No, not that. Not that. Just
I know, guys tune us out sometimes.
No.
You know?
No, and not at my feet. I didn't mean to say that, but somebody that just looks at
just
me with loving eyes.
Yes,
hi. Doesn't put its paw out and say, "You got any money? You got any money for this? I gotta go." You know, yeah. I need a relationship like this. Dad, what am I gonna do?
Somebody just has to snuggle up and not say anything and just look at you with love. I know, but that's what we all want.
That ain't gonna happen. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. Jeffrey Lyons coming up and Mike Gallagher as well. Mike Lindell on the show. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here on 37th Street here in town, right by 3rd Avenue. It's an ongoing investigation of a pedestrian accident, unfortunately, 15 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, busy Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down by the Prospect. Southern State Parkway west at 109. They just cleaned up an accident there. Inbound GWB moving along okay. No major problems there. This report sponsored by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com, the online auto parts store with everything from complex electrical parts for modern daily drivers to new brake shoes for old favorites. Order online 24/7. The parts are delivered directly to your home or office. Visit rockauto.com for reliably low prices every single day. Alternate outside parking in effect. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 822. Jeffrey Lyons coming up. Mike Gallagher as well this hour. Mike Lindell, you don't want to turn that dial. How old am I? You don't want to change your iPhone setting. Can I tell you about Indochino suits? Indochino suits. Every man looks better, feels more confident when he puts on a suit. I'm telling you. It's way everybody's dressed. Even these young kids today, they want to wear like suits. Indochino is where you want to go. So I heard about Indochino. And a Courtney in Mr. Crowley's office says, Joe, we have Indochino advertising. I got on the phone with Indochino. We did a one-on-one call with Indochino. They said, Joe, we're very excited to be on your show. So me, of course, I thought I was visiting my mom, my beautiful mom. I said, Mom, I got to go into New York, but I'm going to stop at the Short Hills Mall, and I'm going to pick up an Indochino suit. And that's what I did, man. Now, we want you to go to the Ford New York showrooms. There's three in Manhattan, by the way, right Broome Street, just a step away from the station, and the new Brooklyn showroom on Court Street. But I went on Jersey guy. What am I going to tell you? So I stop at the mall, right? And I got fitted. They fitted everything. I told you this before. Justin, the young kid there, he fits me for everything, for the shirt, what kind of monogram you want. By the way, what kind of color do you want the buttonhole to be? I said, well, seriously? He said, yeah, you can pick a color. What kind of color do you want the suit? I told you I got a teal suit. You can't tell I'm Italian, can you? I got a teal suit with my monogram. I'm just saying. And then they just go, and then he goes like this. He goes on my left wrist. He goes, do you wear a big watch? I've told you this before. I said, well, I do. I actually kind of wear that Breitling watch thing. He goes, okay, well, I'm going to give you a little more room in your cuff for the watch. Boom. Now, you would think a suit like that's going to be a few grand, right? At least $1,500. No. $359. And this is what you get. Any premium Indochino suit, all right, for you listening to Piscopo in the Morning, for $359 at Indochino.com. You have to put the code Piscopo in, P-I-S-C-O-P-O, or you can go at any of their New York showrooms, okay? 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Shipping is free. That's Indochino.com. promo code Piscopo for any premium suit for just $359 and free shipping. Are you kidding me? It's an incredible deal for a premium made-to-measure suit. Once you go custom, you don't go back. Check it out, please. Indochino.com, code Piscopo.
You just never know what you're going to get from Mike Gallagher.
My memory, my gosh. Hey, listen, I'm a month or two away from 59. How many times am I going to walk in my home and walk from one room to the next and forget why I was going into the next room? Got to get off the Ambien. It's got to be the Ambien. The Ambien has just messing with my memory, I think.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Who am I again? Oh, yeah, it's Mike Gallagher.
Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, and use discount code THEANSWER.
This weekend, Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups, is moving to a special day and time, Saturday afternoon at 3, so that we may bring you Seton Hall basketball. That's Touch of Grey at a special time, this Saturday afternoon at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Win a case of sauce from Michaels of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michaels of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
827, Jeffrey Lyons, the world's greatest film critic, is with us. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show, and a happy Friday to you, my friend.
Happy Friday to you. Did I hear an ad for Italian trivia contest?
Was it an Italian trivia contest?
Yeah, that's the Michaels trivia question every Wednesday.
Well, you know everything about anything, Jeffrey Lyons, so you would get it. And Al comes up with the question. The last trivia question was, how do you spell Italy?
No,
so they're
it was
tough, they're
not. No, it was
tough questions, Jeffrey. What am I going to tell you?
Okay, I have one. What was Tony Lazzari's nickname, and what disease did he have?
Oh, my
Tony
God.
Tony Lazzari, Hall of Fame Yankee second baseman.
What disease? Oh, wait, I know this. I do. Oh, I give
up. Give the answer.
I give up. No. You know. No, go ahead. Give us the answer, Jeffrey. What is that?
Push him up was his nickname, and he had epilepsy.
Did he have epilepsy?
Only Hall of Famer with epilepsy.
Was he taking medication when he played? Do you know?
Who knows what medication they had in the 1930s.
Yeah, it was called Scotch,
you
right?
Know? Maybe he went to Michael's of Brooklyn, and that solved everything.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Well, I'll tell you what.
By the way, as Warner Wolf used to say, the boo of the week goes to Mayor de Blasio.
Yeah.
For pushing the carriage horses into the park.
Yeah.
He's trying to kill the industry. And you won't get passerby business, and tourists won't know to go into the park. I just think it's terrible.
You know, and Warner is good when he's not stealing signs down there in Florida.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? He was arrested for pulling down a sign because he's living in a gated community, and one of the names of it is Plantation, and he... he took offense at that. Maybe he's right, but you don't go tearing down the sign.
Well, you know what really upset us on the morning show is we had Warner on the show, and we talked sports, and we he's a friend of the show, Warner Wolf, right? The legend, right?
Friend of mine, too,
so,
yeah.
So why doesn't he say, you know, Joe, I'm really upset about this plantation, and I'm thinking about ripping. Break it on the show. I'm just saying, Jeffrey. Right. Is that too much to ask? You know what I mean?
And then I'm sure if there was security footage and he wanted it played in court, they'd have him say, let's go to the video tape.
That's it, man. Hey, Jeffrey Lyons at 829. Oh, so man. This weekend, my friend, what are you thinking? Anything that we should be looking at?
The nicest thing about my job is going to a movie with some expectations and being totally surprised. And that happened when I went to see Alita Battle Angel. Mm. I said, oh, it's another special effects, game put on. It's in a dystopian world, and it stars Christoph Waltz, the two-time Oscar winner, who's really, really the same in every movie. He plays a scientist who brings a cyborg back to life, and she's played by Rosa Salazar. And it's got two other Oscar winners in it, Jennifer Connelly and Mahershala Ali, and I'm leaving one out. There's one other member of the cast. So it's not often that you see so many Oscar winners in a futuristic movie.
Yeah.
And it's a fighting evil and all that, and the fight scenes. But the special effects are amazing. So if you're into that kind of a movie, Mahershala Ali is in it too. Of course, he won Best Actor for Moonlight 2 years ago, and he's in The Green Book, he's up for an Oscar now too. So
great talent.
If you like to see Oscar-winning actors doing science fiction, then this is a pleasant surprise. Then there's a movie called Isn't It Romantic with Australian comedian, that's a word they don't use much anymore for women, comedian Rachel Rebel Wilson. And I thought it was going to be another long, annoying Amy Schumer fat joke movie, but it isn't. She goes into an alternative universe where Liam Hemsworth falls madly in love with her, and it's a put-down of all those The Bachelor and all those rom-coms where the ugly duckling, or in this case, the overweight duckling, can't get the handsome guy, and it's a put-down of all that. And I found it slightly charming. That's as far as I'll go with that. Then there's an animated movie for adults called Reuben Brandt Collector. It's about a psychiatrist who has nightmares revolving around some of the most famous paintings of all time, and four of his patients are thieves, and they decide to rob the museums of those paintings and give them to him to help him get rid of his nightmares. Now, try putting that premise onto an animated film, and it's fascinating. I've never seen anything like it. And that, you know,
wow.
Every so often you see a movie, you say, I've never seen anything
like that
before. So,
coming from you. Jeffrey, who's hosting the Oscars? Did I miss something? Do we know for sure? Nothing. Nobody, huh?
I know who I'd like to host.
Ooh.
Gilbert Gottfried and Andrew Dice Clay, you know. And this thing of putting the some of the technical awards in the commercials absolutely outrageous.
I know.
Absolutely outrageous.
Well, they said that Jeffrey's talking about there's some things that regular folks may not get, but they think we don't get. Let me put it that way. Whether it's cinematography or hair design or something like that, they wanted to just do it during the commercials. But weren't they going to just video just the winners and take away the walk up?
Give these people one moment of glory, for goodness sake. They work so hard.
Yeah.
If you want to shorten
you're right.
If you want to shorten it, put condensed versions of the best song in a 1-2 minute medley instead of the fourth nominated song. Also, have the presenters already at the podium. Don't have them coming out with the sweeping dresses and all that. I know you like, if you want to speed it up, right?
Yeah.
And maybe have one of the baseball carts come in for the bullpen with the winners, you know.
Spring training this week, Jeffrey exactly. Light. I know you're happy,
world
brother.
Champion Red Sox.
He keeps telling me.
You know, we shall see. The Yankees are better. They went better this year than they were last year. So
yeah, listen, it's baseball season. That and all is well. Jeffrey Lies.
Life has returned to planet Earth.
That's exactly right. Jeffrey, have a great weekend. Thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate it. 8:33 with Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher coming up. And Mike Lindell in the next hour. You don't want to miss Mr. Lindell. Right now, Big Al is, look at you, at the computer working feverishly, getting the news out live and local right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
46 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A video showing an unruly woman who refuses to remove her bag from the last available seat on a New Jersey transit train went viral. The clip, which has been viewed more than 460,000 times, shows a woman seated on a Trenton-bound Northeast Corridor line train with her pocketbook placed between herself and the next person. The woman was confronted by several commuters about her taking the seat, but she replied by telling people she didn't want their bed bugs or smell near her. She even ignored a request from a conductor to move her bag, but did eventually exit the train upon request of the New Jersey Transit Police. New Jersey state lawmakers are reaching a deal over proposed legislation that would expand the statute of limitations on civil sexual abuse cases. State Senator Joe Vitale and Assemblywoman Annette Quijano, both Democrats, announced yesterday that the bill would now be heard before a Senate Judiciary Committee in March. If passed, the legislation would give sexual abuse victims who are 18 or older 7 years to file civil lawsuits as long as they are under the age of 55, expanding the current two-year period. The state's statute of limitations for criminal sexual abuse was struck down several years ago. In sports, Knicks team record 18-game losing streak over. Dennis Smith Jr. with 19 points. They beat the Hawks 106-91 in Atlanta. The Knickerbockers now 11-47. They're a half game ahead of Phoenix for the worst record in the league. Knicks now off for the All-Star break. The Devils lost to the Blackhawks in Chicago 5-2. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to 17 eastbound, exit 122. It's an accident on the shoulder. Palisades Parkway South, down by exit 16, getting down towards Stony Point. That's an accident to deal with getting into Rockland County. We're slowing down as you head over to the inbound Holland. It's 25. Lincoln 30, GWB, moving okay. 80 eastbound, exit 34. That's in Wharton. A collision over there to deal with as well. Traffic moving slowly. Garden State Parkway North at 124 with an accident. 22 heading east into Hillside. It's an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer. That's still causing a delay. 37th Street here in town at 3rd Avenue, blocked off. It's an ongoing investigation of a pedestrian accident. Still 15 to 20 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And do expect some slowdowns this morning. Southern State Parkway westbound getting out toward the area of Grand Avenue into that Baldwin area with an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The answer.
Sponsored by Burlington. Hurry into your Burlington store and stock up on the everyday essentials you need for your family and home. Socks, underwear, denim, coats, plus towels, bedding, and so much more at a fraction of the price. Burlington, style for everyone.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, host of Bagels and Broadway, every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. On this Saturday's show, a conversation with the artistic director of the Transport Group, writer and director Jack Cummings III, former child actor Dara Paige Bloomfield, with a show focused on young and adult Broadway performers, Rob Kevlin making his Feinstein's 54 Below debut, featuring Jennifer Holliday, plus Broadway Bulletin and Food Bites. It's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday at 9, also on a Alexa.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 838 right now. I have to tell you, if I may, ding, I have to tell you, there's the bell. Thank you, Albert. So I'm walking, I'm wrangling at home to get out early in the morning, right? So it was 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever it is. And I'm getting out, and I said, I want to keep Otis close to me because I'm going to walk Otis in the streets of New York my dog. Actually, it's Michael's dog. I've inherited the dog. I don't know how that happened. As parents, as grandparents, we always seem to inherit the pets, right? So I said, I got to put the headlight harness on Otis to walk so I could put that light that's right into the chest of the harness and I could walk Otis because it was still dark as I walked to work this morning, right up, right up Trinity and right up Broadway. And it is spectacular because not only does it have the light, what I like about the headlight harness, it has reflector tape all over it. And I'm looking down at Otis now, he's such a good dog. He's sleeping as I speak. And I'll tell you how comfortable the harness is. The dog is sleeping with the harness on. Doesn't feel it at all. It's a non-choke harness. And I check it goes on his chest, not around his neck, which always makes me nervous. And then on the leash, which I have in my hand right here, look at this, Albert. It's got all reflector tape right down the whole leash. This is one of the best things ever invented, the headlight harness. You've got to get it for your pet. And then, when we talk to Marilyn and Peter Pianelli when they come on the show, it's a local New Jersey couple that just happened to come up with like the best idea. And they said, let's do this as a couple. I love that they did it as a couple. And now it's just taken off. Now you can get a great deal. Headlightharness.com. You have to go to headlightharness.com. And if you use the promo code AM970, you get 20% off the product on any product on the site. So when I wanted to get a headlight harness for my sister Carol's dog, what did I do? I went on headlightharness.com. I used the promo code AM970. I put the name in. I got all the information. I got the leash. I got the headlight harness for my sister Carol for Christmas, right? And then Peter texts me, Joe, was that you? I said, yeah, because I don't want to bother Marilyn and Peter. Hey, can I have a headlight harness? I wanted to see what it was like, what you go through. It is so easy. The price is right. It is the best thing ever invented. Headlight harness for your dog. And by the way, if you have horses, because I'm out in horse country, they make headlight harnesses for horses. I'm waiting for Marilyn and Peter to make it for old people like me. I need a headlight harness to walk around should I wander off aimlessly somewhere, right? Hey, check out headlightharness.com. Otis loves it. You will love it. Your pet will love it. Use the promo code AM970. Get 20% off any product on the site. Headlightharness.com, promo code AM970. Or you can call 800-597-0181.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
We're headbanging. Me and Al. We're headbanging. Look out, man. My hair doesn't go like that. Is the topics coming off when I do that?
No. Right.
The Rogaine and the topics goes flying around the studio.
By the way, the headlight harness for old people, yeah. It's a hard hat. We have
I want a headlight harness. What? Where am I going?
Hon,
Dad,
help me.
Dad, put the headlight harness on. I need one of those, man. Hey,
Got to get the woman the drink cup, so this way you can have the straw.
A drink cup and a headlight
Sebastian
harness.
Sebastian Maniscalco does a joke about a guy who goes and works out in the gym, and he's got one of those water packs, those hydration packs, because I have one. And he's like, and the guy has the... This tube is coming around, and he's sipping water and whatever. Yeah. It's actually good. I would never bring that to a gym, though.
By the way, you come into my gym? You want to come to my gym?
That's a little far from
it,
me.
It is a little far. Yeah. You're right. Because I don't have any extra cards. I
have one. You're supposed to sign it. You still have it.
Let me sign it. Give it to me. I'll sign it to you. So we did. I went to, when Eric Casaburi was on the show, he's the head of Retro Fitness. Great guy. And then my friend Stacy goes, hey, you want to do a gym? Want to do Retro Fitness? Yeah, I'll sign that for you. Thank you. So I go, yeah. I said, this is great. I'll sign my gym. So listen. So I'm going to do my runs yesterday, Valentine's Day, and go see my mom and meet her with Carol and bring in the flowers and bring in the candy and going to see all the kids and everything. I go to Dunkin' Donuts to get Dunkin' Donuts with the...
Heart-shaped donuts.
Thank you.
I like this. We're playing charades now in the studio. The universal sign for a heart is two fingers that just go around in a circle.
I was doing the shape of the donut because, God forbid, I should think of the word donut this early in the morning.
You knew that because a fat guy like me eats donuts, I would get the reference.
So I got the donuts, and I got that with the sprinkles and the pink and the valentine thing. And then there's a guy, and he's in a sweatshirt and shorts. And it's kind of getting kind of warm. So he goes, hey, Joe Piscopo. I go, hey, how you doing? So I go, hey, so how you doing? Hey, where you from? He goes, yeah, well, I was down there. He mentioned another gym. I said, oh, excuse me. Listen to me, Al. I go like this. Not the businessman. Yeah. I go like this. Opportunity. I go, what gym are you at? He mentions the other gym. I go, you know, we opened a retro fitness down the road. I was like that.
Want to look as good as me?
Yeah, I wish. So he goes, what, you did? I go, yeah, man. So I took out my retro fitness card,
right,
and I signed it. So you get a free trainer and a free training session, and we're going to bring it to the airways. We're going to do it.
Nice.
So I'm like
Pitchman.
I'm hocking the gym.
You're Crazy Eddie. Yeah. You're the Crazy Eddie.
I mean, you're insane.
Workout Joe.
It was so true. And then I thought of you because then I go and I'm going to pick the stuff
again,
up.
Donuts.
You order something and then I go over to pick up my stuff and the guy goes, hey, hi, remember me from the Sunoco station? Hi, no, this gal, she goes, hi, good to see you again. She goes, hi, how are you doing? And I go, great to see you, nice to see you. Say goodbye to the guy from the gym, and then she goes, yeah, what's your name again?
Oh, come on. See, now, if that were me, I'd walk out.
What's
I wouldn't
name?
Even say another
Joe.
Word. I'd just leave.
Joe, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Joe?
Like
Bill?
I'm gonna
Bill Maher. Yeah, hi. How you doing?
What am I going to say, Joe? Joe Pete. What's your name? And I go, I got to go, but thank you.
You should give the name of another celebrity. That's what you should do.
Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah, whatever. People doesn't matter. Dan just Aykroyd. Any
Joe
other
Pesci.
Celebrity.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah, why not? Don't believe it.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, 844. Hey, Deb, how you doing out? Isn't that the fun? Only me.
Joe
Only
Piccolo?
Me.
Joe Pesci?
That was great. You're a good man. They say all these glowing things. Keep up the great work, Mr. Piccolo.
By the way, what's your name?
She, that girl looked, talked to me like she was, like, knew me, knew everything about me, my biggest fan. And I'm going, oh, this is great. Feeling good about myself. She goes, what's your name again?
Say that. This is so rude.
What's your name again? I said, here, let me give you my retro fitness card. Oh. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Yeah, but then she'd think, oh, you just own a gym? Yeah. I don't know you?
Yeah. 845. Deb, you got to get, I know you'll get down there too, being the Jersey girl, the good Jersey girl that you are. Come down to the gym anytime.
Do I need the card, or can I just say that I know you?
No, you just say, hey, man, I'm Debbie Duhaime. You know what? No eye contact. Do you know who I am? Debbie Duhaime. You say the superstar.
I'll just start talking about the Gowanus, then they'll know who I am. That's the only way. Otherwise, I'll be like, who are you?
Yeah. Deb's looking out for you. Mike Gallagher coming up, 845 on AM 970. The answer.
Joe, over on the Grand Central Parkway West at the Cross Island, a collision. Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike, another accident. It's 20 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Over on 37th Street here in town at 3rd Avenue, everything's closed. It's an accident involving a pedestrian and a truck. So, wow, you want to avoid that intersection at all costs. Heading to the eastbound Cross Bronx at Webster, a disabled vehicle in the way. Inbound GWB, pretty light this morning. No problems there. Lincoln Tunnel, it looks like you're going to be waiting about 25 to 30. Outbound Lincoln moving slowly with an accident on 495 out by Route 3. Holland Tunnel 20 minutes into town. 80 East Exit 34, a collision. And we're seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the Garden State Parkway north at 124 with an accident just about cleared. 17 East getting out toward 122 out through that Wallkill area, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Dennis Prager knows exactly where the Green New Deal takes us.
This is communist. This is not even socialist, if there is any difference. The alienation from everything America has stood for that is embodied in the Green New Deal is remarkable. Liberty, goodbye. In fact, affluence, goodbye.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. He's only the attorney to celebrities, and unlike some of his more famous peers, he likes it that way. But this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi persuaded Jeff Kravitz to answer a few questions about what it takes to handle a high-profile case. And guess what? He'll give you a peek behind the curtain. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
I want to keep my heart healthy.
so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
If you want to grow your business, you need to move at the speed of business. That means delivering the right message to the right audience at the right time. With Salem Surround, you can stop chasing your customers and let them chase you. Get your business seen on premium, high-traffic websites. Target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Reach people who are actively looking for your products and services right now. Retarget potential customers who visit your website and leave. You can even target people who attend a specific event and people who are visiting your competition. Plus, SEO, social media marketing, video, Google AdWords, and more. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. For a limited time, take advantage of a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. That's 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Hey, yo, on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Are you tired of dealing with dummies, mama? 849. Well, you got to go to Route 22 Toyota. You don't got to deal with dummies. Alex Kinsella is there. With 0% APR financing. You know, I tell you this every morning. Up to 72 months, by the way, for qualified buyers. Now, you got 5 minutes, all right? Look at me. I'll give you the 855. Okay, I'll give you an extra minute. It's 849 right now. Look at me do the math, huh? You think? Am I good or what? 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You know what you get? A free multi-point inspection. You know what you get? A free oil change and a free filter. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call that number, 855-621-9949, you'll get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you will see the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And while you are getting your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, you will experience the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And you know what's best about it? You don't have to deal with dummies. Alex is there, and Shoya, and Wendy, and Chris, and Johnny, and Carmelo, and Chester, and the man, Iggy himself, is there. And they'll give you an incredible deal. How do I know? They did for my sister Carol. The Carol went down there. I told you, it was so good. She texted me after it was done. I said, why didn't you tell me? She goes, I didn't want to bother you. They sure you took such good care of me. Boom, done deal. You got to go to Route 22 Toyota, and you can start here. You have to late 55. It's 850 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
All right, the legend is here. No eye contact, Al.
Legend in his own mind.
Mike Gallagher, Sean. Okay, we can't look at
no
Mike
red
when
M&Ms.
We talk. We have to bow. I have to genuflect.
I'm not looking.
How are you?
Look. Hey, good morning. Look at you looking like $1 million today.
You know, I grabbed this 3 o'clock in the morning, and I said, it's like an older suit. And look at Otis. You see Otis? I know. Remember, Rory, your dog. Remember Rory, huh?
I need to get a new one.
You thinking about it? You and the president.
I'm thinking about it. Well, no, I don't think the president's a dog guy.
I think they should get, and I'm going to ask Matt Conklin to do it. You should. Do he should have like a collie with the hair like he has. Would that be great?
Same style.
Yeah. Would
hey,
that be
Otis.
Great?
How great!
Look, he comes over to say hi to Mike Gallagher. Is that great?
Dogs know. Dogs know who love dogs.
You know,
hey, buddy. Hey, look at that big.
You
face.
See the headlight harness on him too. By the way,
I know. I love that. I saw you on Twitter with the headlight harness.
That's a good boy. He's a good boy. He wanted to go. He would not. He hyperventilated this morning when I was leaving. Would not let me leave.
Aww.
He would. You know,
he's
they.
Fine.
Yeah. So I said, "You're my buddy, my big boy."
With daddy. Well, happy Friday, everybody. Here we go.
Boom! 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 Boom!
Let's
Here
chase those jobs out of New York. We don't need billions of revenue. We don't need it. Come on.
What are we going to do with the $3 billion, though, Mike?
Oh, yeah, the $3 billion. Like it's in a bank account somewhere, like it's a check.
AOC clearly doesn't know how abatements work.
That was the best one.
That's the best part. Oh, well, we could buy some. Let's spend it on subways.
Do you think there's somebody behind her going, wait, don't say anything?
Joe, it's like Ilhan Omar. I mean, this awful attack on Elliot Abrams the other day.
Scary.
But you could tell she's reading that, and she didn't write it.
That's exactly right.
They're giving it. These young women, the women in white, you know, these young progressives, they are being propped up by establishment types of the left and
the
Democrats.
Good point.
And because they're, first of all, they're not smart enough to find their way to the office every day. I think somebody draws them a map to get to work. So somebody, I mean, listen, it was reported, the Daily Beast reported that Bernie Sanders himself reached out to this anti-Semite, Ilhan Omar, last night to give her support over all the flack she's getting over her anti-Semitism. Bernie Sanders, a Jew, reaching out to her saying, That a girl.
We were talking to Dove Hyken on the show.
It is
searing to see how we've tried to come such a long way from anti-Semitism and racism from
the
60s.
Bigotry, hatred. I mean, Joe, the left is taking everything that's right and turning it wrong, celebrating infanticide. Let's put the World Trade Center in pink, celebrating the loss of jobs. Listen, it's one thing to say, well, Amazon's going to bail. You're going to celebrate it? You're cheering?
Because Bezos was
going to get a helipad?
Yeah, wait. So tell me this. I have to stay on this because Al and I were talking about this. So she goes, AOC goes, well, with that $3 billion, now we can give it to schools? Now we can give it to the city? And I'm thinking to myself, does
can
she
you
understand?
Imagine? Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to resist name calling. I don't want to say,
That's right.
Listen, the mean me would say she's dumber than a box of hair, but I won't say that. I'm going to try to say that she's, I mean, I got flack last week for saying, listen, she's formidable. She's a powerful presence.
You know what? I
got to
say, and what would you rather watch? AOC with her, at least energy. It's
charisma.
But you want to watch Chuck Schumer again, another speech.
I know.
That's
static. But Joe, to go from Schumer, Pelosi to AOC and Ilhan Omar.
I know.
Is this the face of the Democratic Party?
It is.
And that's what President Trump is going to ride all the way to reelection next year.
Hey, how great is it? We'll let you go, Mike. But how great is it that he's going to declare an emergency? Because I said it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, because you're the best at all this, so I'm just still learning on this journey.
Stop.
You got a guy, and again, this is going to sound so pro-Donald Trump, but it's pro-United States. A guy like a knight in shining armor goes to Washington, says, here's the House, here's the Senate, and you know what? Here's the White House. You know what? The Republicans ran for the hills for 2 years. They didn't give a comprehensive immigration reform. And they didn't, they didn't do immigration or health care. Now, the president, you know what? This is so Trumpian. Declare that emergency. Am I right or wrong?
You're completely right. He's doing everything he can possibly do to try to get this wall built and to establish better border security. Listen, all the Trump haters said on the first government shutdown how awful he was for the shutdown. Oh, he's obstinate. Guess what? Now he's averted the shutdown. Will one of them give him any credit for averting the shutdown? No, they're going to mock him and say he got beat by Pelosi. We'll see. This is round one. My faith is in him. And you, Joe Piscopo.
Mike, you're on 10:05, 10 o'clock. You're going to
carry
this live.
We're going to carry this live right here on AM 970, The Answer. You won't miss a word of the president's announcement.
Look
at Otis.
Look at Otis at Mike's feet. Look at this.
Can I take Otis with me? Do you mind? We're down the hall. We're a couple studios down.
I got to meet somebody like this. That's my goal.
I got a MyPillow doggy bed, by the way. Promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com.
You want
a doggy bed? I'll order one for Otis.
You got it.
One here in the corner.
Mike Gallagher, 10:05. Love you, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll be listening today. There you go. Hey, Joe Lumberg's out there, 8:56 right now. Joey, how we doing weather-wise throughout the day?
It's going to be a mild one, 55 or better today, even though we won't see a lot of sun. It's going to be mild today. Get out and enjoy if you can.
And you're going biking like 150 miles or something like that?
Yeah, maybe 200 or 250. I don't know.
And now the snow comes in, what did I hear, Sunday night, just a dusting?
A little bit, yeah, dusting to an inch. I don't think it's anything more than that, but it could be just enough to cause some slippery travel for the Monday morning commute. But the weekend itself looks good. About 42 tomorrow, 39 Sunday, and there'll be some sunshine both days this weekend.
All right. Joe Lumberg, well done. Joe Lumberg right there. Hey, the one, the only, speaking of which, Mike Lindell is going to be coming up momentarily.
Here. You get all the big guests. Just make sure you remind everybody, promo code Mike G when you talk to Mike. Or is it AM 970? I think it's AM 970.
Hey, you want to go out to lunch again with Mike?
Is Kevin available? Can we get some? I hear he's hungry. I mean, I think he's still out in Hollywood on a free junket out there.
Oh, the last
Mike went out to you. You went, you know, you went out to lunch. It was great with the great Mike Lindell. And then did I pull you back and go, you know, I feel I shouldn't be here because you sell so many of my pillows. That's why I'm inspiring.
Mike loves you. And listen, you sell plenty of pillows. Loves you. And there was Kevin. Kevin just popped up in the corner there eating some steak. Eating your steak, by the way, as I recall.
It was my steak.
Funny
man.
How that worked. Where's Murano when we need him to tell a story?
On a cruise.
Yeah. Celebrating the Amazon defeat.
Yeah, because he didn't like it.
He does.
You know what, though? To that point is that I am such. I understand corporate greed, and I can't stand the airlines. I fly a lot. It's ridiculous. You know, when you're not on the Gulfstream 5, on Salem's jet. But when I go commercial, it's embarrassing. And then they get the corporate greed. But now, how do you... $3 billion, you're going to make $27 billion, I think?
25,000 high-paying jobs. Think about the people that were buying condos, the business owners.
Long
Island City. I feel so sorry for them. And guess what? Businesses are going to run.
Hey, could you say nationally on your show, if I may, Senator Booker, who I know is a friend, and people get mad at me for saying that. I tell you, Senator Booker, bring Amazon to Newark. He's the palm of his hand. Am I right?
Senator Booker, look out. I have a hunch Senator Booker is on the AOC page on it. He probably is just as glad.
Mike, thank you. Hey, you know what? Mike Lindell live on the radio coming up in a minute. Joe Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Prosecutors say six members and associates of the eight Trey Cowboys and Blood Street Gangs under arrest for allegedly trafficking narcotics and weapons in Brooklyn. The suspects are accused of distributing crack, cocaine, heroin, marijuana in Flatbush on a daily basis and selling illegal firearms. If convicted, one of those arrested faces up to life in prison. The other face between 10 and 20 years behind bars if found guilty. County Executive Ed Day says Rockland is open for business, would welcome an Amazon headquarters. Amazon announced yesterday it was pulling out of a plan to build a second headquarters in Long Island City amid pushback by some local lawmakers. Day said Amazon should not let the unwelcoming and short-sighted actions of a few tarnish opportunities elsewhere in New York.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.